Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Representative Jim Van Inglenhoven. Sir, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, of course, the big news this week in the State House, congressional redistricting following the census, and your initial thoughts on the redistricting as it pertains to your district now in Marion County.
Well, I think there was a lot of surprises. Not only were there surprises for the national level, but quite a few surprises for the state level as well. A lot of ifs and ands about it, but we're in the very early stages. We've had the maps now less than 24 hours, and as we speak, we have people who are going over these maps very, very carefully. Every legislator was asked to give their mailing address because we're told this map is closely drawn as they've had maps in the past. And it's going to make a difference on what side of the street you live on or what side of the county road you live on what district you might be in as far as House and Senate. And so there's a lot of work ahead of us. So we're going to have public hearings this coming week all over the state of Iowa. And then, of course, I would look for more communications between leadership and myself, as well as other legislators. And so that's basically where we're at right now.
Sure. And this, of course, is a process you've been through before, I know. As we look at this very first map, this initial proposal, separating Pella from the rest of Marion County, and then Pella and Oskaloosa, then in this initial proposal, the two larger cities in this newer district is kind of currently where you would be representing. What has that process been like in the past when you're changing the constituencies that you represent?
Well, it does represent a change, no doubt about it. When I look at the new proposed map that I possibly will be in, it's very much similar to what it was 10 years ago. And so I think back of when they finally made the decision as to where we were going to be. Obviously, you get into your new district and try to meet as many people as you can, and hopefully that you have some relatives that have friends in that town, and of course, and you start going to all the various activities because that's part of campaigning. Campaigning will start as soon as the lines are officially drawn.
Sure.
Then campaigning will actually start. I do have to admit it that it was probably a big surprise to a lot of people to believe that this district that we're currently residing in right now can be somewhat very similar to what it was 10, 12, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just have to wait and see. Some of these districts are extremely large in size, and of course that tells us why redistricting is necessary, because people move around, and it's very obvious that in the districts or townships and counties where people have moved away for jobs, basically, that's why we have to redraw the lines to keep them pretty much the same as far as population.
Sure. And the last time that this process went through, was it a smooth transition for you to sort of switch the area that you represented?
I felt it was, because at that time I continued to represent Pella, which I've represented Pella now as long as I've been in politics on the state level, and had quite a few friends in the Knoxville area. It doesn't hurt to have friends across the line sometimes, and in this case that worked out very well. And so we'll see what the future brings.
Sure. And now looking at the budget process a little bit, of course, I know there are several proposals out, and we were talking before the House working on two-year proposals as per the governor's wishes, the Senate wanting, under Democratic leadership, just the one-year budget proposals. What's that process looking like, and what are the challenges faced there?
It's going to offer some challenges. The Democrats, and they have their reasoning, just like Republicans have their reasoning for doing a two-year budget. The governor's reasoning is, of course, it allows you to do more long-term planning. And obviously, I think that's probably good for the state. Because even though we do the two-year planning, that doesn't mean we're not going to come in and make adjustments. That's the idea of it. But at least you've got appropriated money then for 2 years out, and you can do some long-term planning. We'll have to see where that takes us. That seems to be one of the big hang-ups on the budgeting process, and we'll just have to see where that goes down this road. I will tell you that last evening after we had taken care of floor work, then both parties went to caucus, and I can't speak for the minority side, but for the majority side, we were given a time frame as to what the targets are going to be as far as budgeting process, and the bills, the appropriation bills that we will send out of the House to the Senate, we hope to have them run through for the first time. When I say first time, they will obviously come back, and we'll have to work on them again. The Senate will offer some changes, and we'll have to look at those changes as to whether or not we can accept them on the House side. And eventually, hopefully, they'll go to the governor's office. The thing that I'm more concerned about is that they wind up in conference committee, and we've talked about that before. This could be one of those years where that happens. I would hope not, but that is the process, political process as well as the Democratic process, and so we'll see what happens.
Right, and then there's part, as you say, part of the process that two sides can't fully agree on things. There's got to be someone to make that final decision, even if it's not the best way.
That's absolutely right, and for that I'm thankful that we have that process available. What it does, though, it does take the opportunity for other members of the House to offer advice and get a chance to vote on it. We do get to offer our final vote on it, but once the conference committee reaches a decision, it's pretty much a up or down yes vote.
Sure. Now, looking ahead to next week, what are we looking forward to for next week at the State House?
I would say we've got several policy bills that have to be taken care of yet. I don't think there's anything in there that serious debate will be on, but we'll have a great deal of time on the budgeting process.
Sure.
There will be some long evenings. We'll have to see once whether the legislation that we pass, there will be no decisions made after midnight. I think that's a good piece of legislation. It's kind of like setting a line out there as to when you're going to accomplish something. Mm-hmm. And if you have to run a little bit to get to that line, or whether you're going to walk to that line and take all day to get there. I think it's a good idea.
Deadline's not necessarily a bad thing.
That's correct.
All right.
That's right.
All right. Well, Representative, thank you so much for taking some time and stopping by today.
Thanks for having me today.
Again, that was our guest, Representative Jim Van Engelenhoven, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.